description of the peace pipe. She presents them with the peace pipe and the bundle it came in as a gift. And then she leaves a prophecy. And the prophecy, you'll find different variations depending on which Indian tribe you get the prophecy from. But the prophecy is generally the same. It's this. And when you hear the prophecy, you'll realize that the peace pipe that we've understood as the peace pipe for years really is not best identified as the peace pipe. It should be identified as the ecumenical pipe. And here's why. The prophecy goes that at the end of time, this white buffalo lady would return. And when she returned, there would be 5 years of increasing disasters in the world. And at that time, the American Indians that were alive during that time were to seek to come together with the other religions of the world and to strive to become one religion, because at the end of that 5 years of disasters would begin a great era of peace. Now, that's a brief synopsis of the prophecy. And after she gave that prophecy, she left the tribe and she went out to the outskirts of the camp here, and she walked 200 yards and she turned into a white buffalo, and that's how she gets her name, as the White Buffalo Lady. And then she walked another 200 yards and she turned into a yellow buffalo, another 200 yards turned into a red buffalo, another 200 yards and turned into a black buffalo. Now, the American Indians think this four color changes represents the different colors of mankind. And they have expected and been expecting for several hundred years now that sometime towards the end of the world, this white buffalo lady would return, ushering in 5 years of increasing disasters, which would end in an era of peace, and which during that time the American Indians were to seek to come together with the other religions of the world. Now, connected with that prophecy was a prediction that when she returned, she would come back as a white buffalo, and that she would return in the center of the United States, and she would return to a white family. Now, if you figure 19 generations and 30 years a generation, and I'm not sure how the American Indians calculate how many years in one of their generations, but even at 30-year generation, you're well over 500 years ago that this prophecy took place, which is well before any white people lived in the United States. So there's one